Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches.
Today, we're exploring the question, What Story Are You Living?, which is a book by author Carol Pearson. Cara and I use this book to help others understand how the stories we tell ourselves influence how we feel, think, and act in the world.
And we find this incredibly helpful as it supports our work with mindfulness practice, creativity, and music and imagery. One of the things Carol says is, your life story is the tale that you repeatedly tell yourself about who you are, what you want, what you can and cannot do.
And you know, this story influences our confidence and our self-esteem and the choices we make in life, like how we approach our career and work, who we choose to be in relationship with, and how well we take care of ourselves.
And the stories can be positive or negative.
Exactly.
So sometimes, and people have heard about, you know, affirmations or telling ourselves stories to help ourselves change patterns that we're not comfortable with. But the negative stories can also keep us stuck and thinking we are limited or don't have any other options.
Absolutely. And, you know, thinking about those negative stories, they're very disempowering. Usually it's about a lot of self-criticism and really feeling like you're not good enough versus those positive identity stories where it's more self-empowering or self-accepting, recognizing that we're human and we're going to make mistakes.
Right. And another part of the stories is paying attention to them. I don't know about you, Erin, but how many times have you caught yourself telling yourself, oh, I just can't do this or this is just the way it's going to go? Yeah. Even if it's a positive thing, you just sort of have a script that you've already got set up in your brain about, oh, this is the way it's going to go when I see this person today. I'm going to meet them. And instead of being open to what might happen in the moment, which is sort of like the meditation and the mindfulness practice we've often talked about.
Yeah, that's really very important what you're saying, too, because when we're able to be in more of that mindful place, we are allowing our story to unfold in the moment. So encountering people, enjoying a nice conversation with someone, being able just to be with that person in this moment instead of this whole story we might be making up in our heads about how it's supposed to go.
Or if we make up that story, we know we're doing it at least.
Exactly. And these stories, we start in childhood and we build that story over time. So, you know, we can get so invested in it, we feel like we believe it. You know,
it's true.
We believe a very small segment of what we're capable of, instead of opening to a bigger story.
And we have our individual story, and yet many stories also have a universal quality. So, for example, the hero's journey is a familiar story that is reflected in movies, books, music, and art. And how this relates to our lives is that we're all the hero in our life's journey. Carl Jung called this journey the journey toward wholeness, or the individuation process. And the hero we recognize as a universal character or archetype.
That's right. The hero's journey, our individuation process, also follows a particular sequence of events. First, the person hears a call, which may come in the form of something positive, like a graduation or a marriage. And then also sometimes hears a call around certain times of life, like midlife. And then can also come in the form of an illness or a loss.
And when we hear a call, at some point we have to decide whether we're going to follow the call. If we do, we embark on leaving what's familiar and seek out a new path. And along the way, face tasks and challenges, while also usually finding guides and mentors. You can think of Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, or Harry Potter, or even Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
That's right. And, you know, we also find that music portrays the hero's journey in some way. So we have a nice piece of music for you to listen to right now for about 2 minutes and get a feel for what we've just described about hearing the call, about setting out on the path, and possibly finding some guides and mentors as the hero's facing some challenges and conflict.
Thank you.
as you listen to that piece of music, did you notice the call at the beginning, beckoning the hero to leave the safety of wherever they were and going out onto some journey?
Yes, and then also the intensification that came that could reflect, you know, meeting a challenge, taking on a task, possibly even having some guides or co-journeyers to help you in your journey.
And as you listen to the music, sometimes you might even have a sense of a story. You know, we've been talking about what is the story you're living. So music often gives us this sense of a visual image. So you might want to have an idea of what came up to me. What was I out on the sea in a boat and being tossed about by the waves, or was I traveling an arduous landscape and was alone for a while before I found some support and strength?
Yeah, and also as you're listening, did you have any physical sensations? Sometimes people feel uplifted, or they feel, you know, the intensification or even conflict in the belly.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, Aaron, but when I hear the rise in the crescendo, it just really brings you this sense of empowerment.
Absolutely.
You know there's tough things in life, and you can face them. And these tough things, again, the whole idea of the hero's journey is sort of a metaphor. We don't all go out on journeys like Luke or Harry, but it might be an inner journey.
Absolutely.
So some of these tasks or challenges might show up more as things that we're trying to figure out in ourselves that are very difficult.
Absolutely. And that's how these great stories in music or books or art, how they help us with our own personal story, because it is tapping into this universal that we all feel called at times to set out from what was familiar and take on something new and deal with the challenges. And facing those challenges, we gain more strength.
And more wisdom. And a way to come back from that journey, being able to be different in your own life and have gifts to give.
Absolutely. And also being more conscious of the story we're living, the hero's journey we're on, we can also be more mindful about the story we live in the present and engage in our own story, our own life, with a deeper sense of purpose.
Yeah. Well, we hope that you've really enjoyed this journey, this exploration about what is the story that you're living. And join us next time when we explore the archetypes activated in the hero's journey.
Until next time, be well.